So Uber is just doing the most to avoid complying with California's independent contractor law. The thing is, this isn't just a California issue. Uber has lawsuits in multiple states, and COVID and the CARES Act is going to heat this fight up real quick. I'm wondering how the gig economy is going to survive the attacks that are happening. We've got a lot to talk about today, so let's get into it.
Hey there, this is Get Legit Law and Shit, and I'm Emily D. Baker, badass lawyer for online business. I've been a licensed attorney for over 15 years, and I'm a former prosecutor. So yeah, I know some shit, and we're going to talk about the legal shit you need to know. But don't worry, this is not another boring business podcast. So let's get started.
Okay, friends. I know that we've talked about AB5 multiple times on the show. So if you are sitting here going, what the heck is AB5, Emily? You can check out episode 12, episode 18, episodes 4, and episodes 5. Episodes 4 and 5 are background on AB5 and the new independent contractor laws in California. Episode 12 is independent contractor laws kind of in general and how they play with employment laws. Episode 18 is regarding Uber specifically. And the reason Uber comes up in all of this is because it has been one of the most visible companies fighting these laws. When I talk to you about independent contractor laws and employment laws, one of the things I'm going to do in this episode is follow the money, because that's where these decisions really come from. But there's also two schools of thought on contractor laws and employment laws in general. And it just really depends on how you see the world. There is a camp that is like, let people do their work. Like, seriously, people aren't dying in factories anymore. We have OSHA standards. Let people work the way that they want to work. If people want to be gig workers, let them choose. Nobody's forcing them to go work for Uber. This is a decision, and you are welcome to work there or not work there. So let the people do what they want. The other school of thought is companies like Uber are manipulative. They are preying on workers who have no other options, and they are increasing their profits by passing along shit work conditions to contractors, which is kind of a flawed argument because Uber's never been profitable, but that's a whole nother thing. It's a general kind of way of seeing things. So it either breaks down on let the people work the way they want to work and stop regulating this so much, or employees cannot stand up for themselves in the way that they need to make working conditions fair. Therefore, the government must stand up for them. And those tend to be the two governing philosophies when we talk about employment law. And you see those philosophies really at play in this argument over gig work. And there are very passionate camps arguing that gig workers need to be allowed to work the way that they work, and especially during a time when unemployment is so high, let gig workers work. And then there's others saying, but especially when unemployment is so high, it shows why gig workers needed the protections of unemployment, of healthcare, and why these companies should be paying the ancillary employment and payroll taxes that they're not paying to the state by allowing workers to be independent contractors. Because when a company like Uber works with contractors, they're not paying into unemployment insurance. They're not paying into the state programs that are now being taxed so heavily under the CARES Act, which is why the pandemic plays so big into all of this, because states are being crippled with the amount that they are paying out in unemployment, especially with things like the CARES Act that add funds into the relief. And the CARES Act expanded the type of workers that qualify for these things. So now you have independent contractors and gig workers who are eligible for unemployment, but the companies that pay them never paid into the system, and neither did the employees, because the thought is when you're an independent contractor, you set those up for yourself and you set those protections up for yourself. What coronavirus has showed us is that a lot of people didn't do that and needed the assistance, but that the systems weren't paid into because the companies weren't paying the taxes. So when I say follow the money, we're definitely going to follow the money here. What is happening right now is that Uber is in the middle of a standoff with the state of California. And the reason it's so important is because the other ABC states are following California. California is a recent ABC state, and ABC, just for a brief breakdown, is the independent contractor law that breaks down into the three parts. And those three parts are A, B, and C. Part A being that a person is free from the control and direction of the hiring entity in connection with the performance of the work, both under the contract for the performance of the work and in fact. So it tests the working relationship, both in the contract and how it actually is playing out. The person performs work that is outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. That's the B prong, where a lot of the arguments that Uber is making stem from. And then the C prong is that the person is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, or business of the same nature as that involved in the work performed. There are other states that apply the ABC test. They are California, Connecticut, Illinois, Massachusetts, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire has a modified ABC test that's very close, New Jersey, Vermont, West Virginia. Washington, Oregon, and New York are the three states that are considering the ABC test. So Washington, Oregon, and New York will be, I think, joining the ranks. And then states like Colorado have a modified ABC test, and a few others have modified versions of this test. But what I'm seeing is other states are now considering the ABC test. And because states have been really stretched financially because of COVID and because of the CARES Act unemployment benefits that have been extended, that extra $600 a week, that's now an extra $400 a week. Last episode, we talked about the new executive orders where states have to actually match some of that. It's not all federal funds for unemployment in the unemployment bump from the CARES Act extension. So states are really feeling the budgetary pinch and are looking for somewhere to make up that money. And a number of states are looking to Uber going, hey, Uber, you aren't paying your drivers as employees. And because you're not doing that, we've lost a veritable crap ton of money because you are not paying all of the payroll and unemployment taxes on that. So you're going to go ahead and give us that money. And these are the lawsuits that are coming in states like Massachusetts and New Jersey, which I will get into after we talk about the deadline that's coming up in California. The deadline that's coming up in California is this week, Thursday, August 20th, or if you're listening to this later, Thursday, August 20th. The judge who granted the preliminary injunction, let me back up. Uber sued California. California sued Uber. California sues through its state attorney general, but California like weaponized AB5 so that local prosecutors can also sue under it. So the city attorneys in San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco also sued. So the California attorney general and the city attorneys in San Diego, Los Angeles, and San Francisco all sued Uber saying, Uber, you're not complying with AB5. AB5 is the new test for independent contractors in California. The Supreme Court decided that the ABC test was the test that needed to be implemented. And that was finally codified into law, not straight up, but with a whole lot of shit written into it, making it a very difficult law to work with. It's not just a straight ABC law. There's tons of other crap crammed in here. When you talk about people needing to prove that they're doing something, like, look, I'm busy, I'm working. It's legislatures just leave well enough alone. Less is more, people. Less is more. But not when you're a legislator. When you're a legislator, like, more is more. So they crammed a whole bunch of wonky crap into this law, which a lot of, I believe, is politically motivated, which I hate when, you know, we can't just leave well enough alone. But I could rant about that forever, and I won't. They crammed a whole bunch of shit into this law, making it very difficult to work with. Other states have left the law like, those are the three prongs. Figure it out, people, which I appreciate. But now states like New Jersey and New York, who's considering an ABC law, are going, oh, California is going to use this to generate revenue. And that's exactly what California is doing. So California has made it so that city attorneys can sue over this law. There's a whole bunch of penalties in this law. It was passed in September 2019. It went into effect January 1st, 2019. We're now in August. Uber's still like, fuck you guys. We're not playing. Like, we're just not going to do that. And the state of California sued Uber and sued for an injunction, which is a judge coming in and saying, we're not going to let this whole lawsuit play out. I'm going to tell you to stop it right now. It's like when you have to separate your kids. You don't want to hear it, right? When you go to separate your kids, everybody's like, he did this and he did that. At least that's how my kids are. He did this and he did that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to adjudicate who did what to who or who kicked who or who touched whose toy. I don't want to hear it. Both of you stop. That's exactly what an injunction is. La, 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 stop. We're going to sort out who's right and who's wrong down the road, but for now, you're going to stop it. So this comes up in a lot of different types of suits, but generally where the harm is considered to be such that it needs to be stopped before the suit is adjudicated, you can get a preliminary injunction. And you see this in like trying to stop photos from being released sometimes. You can see this in employment, large employment actions like this one. You can see it in sometimes things like slander and defamation suits where it's like, look, we're going to parse out if this is right or wrong, but you have to stop saying what you're saying. Things like that. So the judge in San Francisco ruled in favor of California, San Diego, Los Angeles, and granted this preliminary injunction. Uber has appealed it, but the judge put a deadline in because he's not playing with Uber. He's like, you have 10 days, sort it out. And Uber's like, we don't have time. We can't figure it out. And the news media, and I don't always agree with the news media because almost every article on this is slanted towards one of those two viewpoints of the world that I've pointed out earlier. But the news media is like, Uber, for reals, like this passed in September. You're a very large company. You've spent millions and millions and millions fighting this in court. You have lawyers. You knew this was coming. Don't tell me you don't have time because there's a 10-day deadline. You knew. It's like when you tell your kid, you've got a week to clean your room. Again, Uber is a child in this scenario. You need to have your room cleaned by Friday. And then Friday, they're like, I can't possibly do it. It's like, but you've had all week. You just chose not to do it. This YouTube did the same thing with the COPPA stuff, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. There's other episodes on that if you're curious. But when the FTC started cracking down on it, YouTube's like, bleh, what are we going to do? We don't know how to comply. And the FTC's like, bitch, this has been the law since 1996. You didn't even exist when this was written. Buck up and figure it the fuck out. Stat. Because you knew. You've just been ignoring it. Just because you've been ignoring it doesn't mean you don't have to comply. That's where Uber is with AB5. You've been ignoring it, but it doesn't make it go away. So just because you're all la, 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 doesn't mean AB5 doesn't apply to you. So Uber has been fighting and fighting and fighting. And now they're like, we can't possibly figure this out in 10 days. Well, 10 days ends on Thursday, right? From the day this goes live, 10 days is tomorrow. What I think will happen is that Uber will stop operations in California, and it's strategic, and here's why. California has a ballot measure system. It's one of the few states left with this wonky proposition system, but if you get a proposition on the ballot, the voters can vote on it, and it becomes law. Like, you can just throw a law in there. And lobbying groups use this in California to influence laws all the time. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and somebody else all joined forces, raised $100 million to get Proposition 22 on the ballot in November in California. $100 million. Like, they're arguing because they don't want to pay payroll taxes on their workers. And I get it. Part of the argument is like, hey, Uber drivers want to like get in their car, turn on the app and drive when they feel like it, when they have time, when they have the ability, when their kids are at school. I mean, that's not happening at the moment, but whatever it is, Uber drivers want to drive when they want to drive. And if they're employees, they can't just do that. So can we just leave it alone? But the state's like, bro, you're spending all your money fighting us. Why don't you just pay the payroll taxes? Either way, Uber, Lyft, DoorDash raised over $100 million, got this thing on the ballot, and they're trying to make ride-hailing drivers independent contractors by law. So they're trying to pass a new law to say, yeah, but our law doesn't apply. Even if it gets on the ballot, it's going to get challenged to the Supreme Court, and they're going to be like, you guys, we've been over this. We told you in our last decision, Dynamax, that this is how you determine independent contractors. Stop arguing over it. So even if ballot measure passes, who knows if it'll actually be constitutional in California, but they've spent $100 million for a dispensation to try to continue operating as long as possible. Cynically, perhaps to just try to become profitable because California is such a large market share for both Uber and Lyft. When I'm talking about Uber and Lyft, keep in mind that this is not just Uber and Lyft. This is Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, Postmates. Any of these gig apps where somebody is, you know, shopping for you, delivering food to you, performing a task in some way, and the company is providing the app. Side note, the argument the companies are making is that they're just a platform. Like, hey, we just provide a platform. And really, the user, like me sitting at home ordering DoorDash, the user is contracting with the individual who's providing the food. Okay, well, they're not my employee. And I don't want to make them my employee. But Instacart, your job is delivering groceries. Instacart says, no, we're a tech platform. But you deliver groceries. So the people shopping for the groceries and delivering them under AB5 and the ABC test would be, you know, employees. So the way this all goes down in California is going to affect all of those other states, and states that are struggling to bounce back from COVID are going to look to this and be like, oh, see, we paid out all this unemployment to gig workers and they didn't pay into the system. So we also need to go ahead and squash all of this and just make them employees and take the payroll tax on all of it. And this is heating up so much because the CARES Act has put such a burden on the system by extending who receives unemployment benefits. I'm not arguing if that was needed or not, because independent contractors needed help like everybody else during COVID. So it's not whether this is right or wrong. It's just the facts are that when you're an independent contractor, taxes aren't paid in on your behalf to that system. And then when they expand the law to include you in that system that you didn't pay into, then it becomes burdensome on the system. That's just the way that that is. There's not enough money for the amount of people who need the help. So one of the ways to get that money is to go ahead and extract it from the companies that the states perceive are violating their rules. Companies like Uber. So when I say follow the money, follow the money. So just a quick reminder, everything I mention will be linked in the show notes, the corresponding blog post, all that. You'll be able to find links back to these articles if you want to dive deeper on this yourself. Let's get into the money part of this. There is a UC Berkeley report that estimated in California, Uber evaded over $413 million in state unemployment insurance taxes between 2014 and 2019 by misclassifying drivers as contractors. Now, the interesting thing in California is that AB 5 didn't pass until January. So I think there is a valid legal argument to say, no, under the old test, it's much harder to qualify Uber drivers as employees, though I think it still is possible, but it's harder. So you can't necessarily say that they owe this back state unemployment insurance, but going forward, they sure do. But it shows you how much money we're talking about. The state of New Jersey has made it even more clear. In New Jersey, the state is suing Uber for $650 million in unpaid unemployment and disability insurance taxes. And you know that the state's not going to back down post-COVID because state budgets are struggling, like struggling. And it's not just in New Jersey. Massachusetts is also suing Uber, but Massachusetts ABC law goes back to 2004. So in Massachusetts, they are going to go for back money from the time Uber started business in Massachusetts, saying, hey, our law's been on the book and you've been kind of ignoring it. And I know we haven't said anything, but you're still wrong. Which reminds me of a meme I've seen going around. Because if COVID is good for anything, it's great for memes. There's a meme I've seen going around about taxes in the US, and it's like two people trying to figure out US taxes. And it's the person talking to the government. It's like, okay, so I have to pay taxes. Yes. okay, well, will you tell me how much I owe? No. Well, do you know how much I owe? Yes. Okay, so am I supposed to guess at the number? Yes. Well, what if I get it wrong? You go to jail. And it feels like in Massachusetts, it's the same thing. It's like, I know we didn't bring this up before, but it is the law and you've ignored it. So die. It's not die, it's pay us at this point. So Massachusetts is also going to be seeking an injunction to stop Uber, force Uber to classify their drivers as employees, and then recoup those funds and taxes the same way New Jersey is. New York is doing the same thing. In New York, Mayor de Blasio capped the number of Uber and Lyft vehicles in the city, established a wage floor, and now New York is trying to push through the ABC test under an AB5 style law for New York. But the thing is, that's not just going to affect Uber and Lyft in New York. It's going to affect any business, especially gig style businesses in New York City. But this, in most states, is photographers and content creators and every industry you can imagine, Pilates instructors, yoga instructors, these independent contractor, gym owners, CrossFit locations, these independent contractor laws affect industries across the board. And there is definitely a large push in the US to force everyone to become an employee. I don't necessarily agree that that's what's best for every worker in every circumstance, because we're also at a time where if you have a traditional job and you're required to go into an office, but your kids still aren't in school, how do you even work? Because your kids are schooling from home. You can't leave your third grader home alone to go to work. It's COVID. You're not supposed to be bringing somebody into your home to be with them. Like, that's the point of them not being in school, right? So we are at a time when we need gig work more than ever to allow people to structure a life that works best for them during a really crazy time. And we're seeing governments ramp up the fight against gig work in a time when their budgets are struggling. So when I say follow the money, I don't believe for a second that this is all about protecting the workers. This is all about protecting state budgets. And don't get it twisted. Like, when you look at these numbers, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And in New Jersey, over half a billion dollars in funds that they're saying Uber owes. Let's talk about Uber's financial situation. Like, Uber has not yet been profitable. Uber loses money year over year over year. So when Uber is saying we're going to shut in California, I think it's twofold. One, strategic. And I started this thought and then tangented. One, it's strategic because they want riders to kind of feel the pinch ahead of the ballot measure. The people who are going to feel the pinch are people trying to travel in California. It's not necessarily the Californians who, if you aren't going back and forth to work and bars are closed, so you're not going out drinking, most Californians aren't needing to rely on Uber the same way. It's travelers, and travelers in and out of California aren't, you know, voting in the November election. But that's beside the point. Or is it? So Uber and Lyft are considering shutting down in California until November to try to, well, one, we can't comply. Remember, we don't have enough time. Oh, it's only 10 days. Blah. Bitch, you've known since September. But anyway, you have a company that can show people like, oh, we're closing, and see. I mean, it's a gamble because people might be like, oh, we're fine without Uber. Whatevs. And not worry about Prop 22 on the ballot measure. Or people might be really fired up about it and try to carve out this weird exception that may be unconstitutional anyway. So I think it's strategic for Uber. I also think it will stop the fines because California is going to be like tick, 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 tacking up all of those fines on Uber back to January 1. We're in August. So we're, again, talking hundreds of millions of dollars that Uber is going to owe to the state because they rolled the dice and they got it wrong, which, if Uber filed bankruptcy at this point to get out of all of these lawsuits, I wouldn't be surprised if Uber's like, adorable, we can't pay any of this, sorry. Uber's also allegedly considering a franchise model where they will allow their technology to be used by people who own fleets of cars. But who is starting this business right now? Unless you already have a car service or a black car service and you can already add this to it. I can't imagine anyone saying, yeah, I want to take on the employment liability for a whole bunch of drivers during a time when most of the driving that we do, I imagine it's like bar pickups and things like and travel, isn't happening because of COVID. So I don't know how this licensing franchising model will work during this particular time. So it's going to be really interesting. I think Thursday morning, what you're going to see in California is Uber and Lyft saying we're unavailable in this area. And Uber and Lyft drivers who were trying to eke out some additional funds during a very difficult time aren't going to be able to open an app and get some work. I think that will push people into services like Instacart and DoorDash. But again, those services are still also in violation of this law. It's not just Uber and Lyft. It's all of these app-based gig services that don't hire individuals as employees, all of them. I wanted to talk for just a minute about the benefits of independent contractors. Yes, there are benefits of being an employee. For the business, it is much more expensive to have an employee. It's cheaper than doing it wrong. But employees are more expensive than contractors, for sure. But there are so many valid reasons somebody might want to be a contractor, especially if it's alongside another job, because of the tax benefits. So I'm frustrated because what I see is tax benefits that are really set up to benefit businesses. And if you're an independent contractor, as a self-employed person, you can take some of those benefits. So you can start writing off your gas and your car and your mileage and swinging your income by using those tax benefits. But then the state's like, no, you can't do that. Like, you can't set up your own business this way to take advantage of the tax benefits that at the end of the day are all government incentives to modify our behavior one way or another. So the tax benefits are set up to benefit businesses. But then when people try to run independent businesses, like being an Uber driver, they're getting shut down on it. And I find that very frustrating because it's, how do you win? How do you win unless you really dive into setting up your own business, like the clients that I work with who run online businesses? But even then, lots of online businesses are people who are virtual assistants and graphic designers and photographers, and all of them are also impacted by AB5. So you've set up a system, you government, have set up a system where businesses win, and businesses win on tax, and business is one of the best ways to build wealth in this country. It just is, because of the tax breaks. So you've set up a system where businesses win. And then when people try to change their lives, I wanted to say change their stars because brave, but when people want to change their destinies through being a business, you're making it real fucking hard for them. And that is where the bullshit is for me. You've set up a system and you've said, anyone can play this game. This is the tax system. Anyone can roll these dice and play this game. But if you try to do it in a way that is not hugely cost heavy, if you try to set up yourself as an independent contractor to drive for Lyft or as a solopreneur photographer, we're going to bring out these laws that are going to smack you right in the face and make it very hard for you to run your own business. That is where I get very frustrated, because it's total bullshit. Either change the rules of the game so that businesses aren't the way that you build wealth in America, or let everybody play. Like, either or, folks. I lean on the side of, if people want to play, let them play. If people want to be independent contractors, let them be. If people want to have contracting relationships, let them do it. And if people value themselves and know their worth, it won't be a race to the bottom. And that's part of the concern, is that contractors will race to the bottom and no one will get paid. And then businesses will continue to take advantage of workers. And there are industries where workers get taken advantage of. And I'm not saying that there's not, but I'm also saying you can't stop people from playing the game that you've set up. Like, it's just horseshit. And it really pisses me off. Can you tell? Can you tell that this fires me up a little bit? Anyway, this is about the money. Everyone wants to say it's about employee rights. And even though there are parts of it that are about that, the way that this is being enforced, the way that California is putting aside funds in their devastated budget to enforce AB5 is because of the money. That those funds, those AB5 enforcement funds, are money chasing funds. Like, those are basically debt collection funds. And as other states start seeing this as a viable option, they're going to do it too. How this matters to you? Well, it's going to make life a lot less convenient during a pandemic. It's going to make it harder to just, as Dave Ramsey says, go out and deliver pizzas, go out and drive an Uber to make up for individual debt. And it is going to make it harder for people who have been operating as independent contractors and businesses that rely heavily on independent contractors to do the work that they do at the cost that they're used to. The thing is, we are in the middle of a pandemic. We have super high unemployment rates and consumers have gotten used to a certain price. So if your favorite Pilates studio or yoga studio or gym has to hire everyone as employees, then it costs more. They're going to have to charge you more, and then you might not be able to pay it or choose not to pay it. So then what are you going to do? You're going to go, you know, to YouTube, pop on a video and work out at home. So there are industries that are going to be impacted by this far from Uber and Lyft and DoorDash and companies that aren't, you know, these massive tech conglomerates. It is your neighborhood businesses that will also be impacted. So that's why this is important. That's why I want you to understand what is at stake when we have conversations about these laws. It's not just like, oh yeah, fuck Uber. They're making all this money. They're not. They're bleeding money, but they're making all this money on the backs of their workers. Because when companies do that, yeah, fuck them. You don't treat workers that way. But the businesses that are really going to be hurt are the businesses that don't do that. It's your small local businesses that are going to get really hit by these types of laws. And as consumers, we either need to be prepared to pay more for our goods and services, or we need to be prepared to stand up and say, no, some of these laws have gotten too far reaching. Let us all make these decisions for ourselves. And if we want to work as contractors, let us work as contractors. So there's got to be a give and take. We either need to pay more, or we need to stand up for people's rights to work as independent contractors. And that's where this all breaks down. We're going to see what happens on Thursday. I'm fascinated. And if you join me on Friday live at 5 over on the Facebooks, the information will be in the show notes. I'm going to be talking about everything that happened and answering your questions from this episode. You know, the best way to do that is just to go ahead and jump into the Get Legit Facebook community. The link's down below, or you can go to getlegitlive.com and hop on over into the Facebook community where we have these conversations, because I know that this is going to be popping this week. Because who doesn't love watching Uber fight with the state of California? Like, there's a level of tea to this that's also very interesting. Yes, we're talking about people's lives and livelihoods, but there's also a little bit of tea. I hope that this episode was informative and helped you understand the far-reaching implications of the battle over independent contractor laws. Times are changing, guys, and it's going to be really interesting to see how this all shakes out after COVID. And because we're still in the middle of a pandemic, raise a glass, a water bottle, a coffee, and say it with me. May your Wi-Fi be strong. May your toilet paper be plentiful. May your family be well. And may the odds be ever in your favor. I'll talk to you next week.